Although the Marie Drake Planetarium's programs can take you all over the universe and beyond, Earth Day has a special place in the galaxy for Steve Kosas, who's you hear regularly on Juno Afternoon, bringing us many lessons in astronomy. Thanks for coming here today, Steve. We appreciate you being here. Thanks for waiting, too. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Andy. Yeah, the Marie Drake Planetarium, we're going to celebrate Earth Day 2 days after Earth Day, Sunday, April 24th. We have two shows at 6 p.m. and 7:15 p.m., and you can sign up on our website at mariedrakeplanetarium.org.
And what does Earth Day kind of mean to you, Steve, and what is it? Why do you feel it's an important thing to observe for the planetarium?
Well, Earth Day was created by Senator Gaylord Nelson in 1970, and it's basically a political date. In fact, in 1970, that was a seminal year for the National Environmental Policy Act was created, and the Environmental Protection Agency was created. Both were signed into law by the Republican President Richard Nixon.
Oh, well,
so that's what's important to me. It's a policy.
It's pure politics. But it's an
exactly.
But it's a good excuse for us to refocus and look at how we affect the Earth and look at things that we can do to help the Earth. Is that fair?
Yeah, I have a quick quote I can read from Senator Gaylord Nelson that he wrote 10 years, the 10th anniversary of Earth Day. This is Senator Gaylord Nelson. "So long as the human species inhabits the Earth, proper management of its resources will be the most fundamental issue we face. Our very survival will depend upon whether or not we are able to preserve, protect, and defend our environment. We are not free to decide about whether or not our environment matters. It does matter, apart from any political exigencies. We disregard the needs of our ecosystem at our mortal peril. That was the great lesson of Earth Day. It must never be forgotten." Senator Gaylord Nelson, 1970.
And what do you think? How are we doing since 1970?
Well, the science of the existential crisis of climate change is well formed. It's all with the politics now. And it seems like we're kind of falling behind on the politics. So there has to be, I believe, more scientists coming out talking about the existential crisis for climate change. So I just hope we have more scientists speaking publicly about it.
Yeah. Well, your program, Earth, Our Blue Planet, will be Sunday. That's this Sunday, April 24th, 6 p.m. and 7:15, two different shows. And what do you hope to cover there?
Well, we're going to talk about the properties of planet Earth. It's the only place in the universe we know where there's life. We have an atmosphere with oxygen, nitrogen that enables life to be viable. The atmosphere also protects us from meteorites. It also gives us the aurora. We have a magnetic field on this planet that protects us from harmful radiation. And we have the ocean that covers 70% of the surface. We're the blue planet. So there's many properties of planet Earth we should all be thankful for. So we're going to look at those properties.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Steve, thanks so much for your time today. And thanks for all the great spots that you do for Juno Afternoon. We always enjoy listening to them and learning a little bit more about the universe, the Earth, and the galaxy that we inhabit here. Appreciate it and appreciate your work at Marie Drake Planetarium. Once again, Marie Drake Earth Day programs are happening on Sunday, the day after Earth Day, April 24th.
2 days after.
2 days after Earth Day, sorry. Yeah, after Earth Day, that's right. 6 p.m. and 7:15 p.m. are the times to do it. Thanks, Steve, and thanks so much for your work towards helping planet Earth. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy. Carry on.
Okay.